Welcome to Deeply Disturbing Things,
the podcast.
I'm Macy.
And I'm Naomi.
And we're two professional counselors who like to talk about deeply disturbing things.
This is our therapy.
Join us.
Dive in.
Hi.
Hi, cheers.
Cheers. Yeah, sorry for the delay. I injured my knee and I hobbled.
Very limpy.
I hobbled here. Yes. It wasn't a bad injury, but it was...
You're definitely limpy, though.
I am a little limpy. Mm-hmm.
This is Snoop Dogg wine. I'm trying to see how many of the Snoop Dogg corks there are to collect.
Are they all different?
Well, I have three so far, but this is a duplicate of one I already have. So I don't know if there's more than three, but I want them all. I didn't really get into the Pokemon catch them all thing, but I definitely want to catch all the Snoop Dogg corks.
Wait, there's wine Pokemon?
No.
Oh, you just mean in general.
Trying to say something you would relate
to. Got it. Maybe we should, we can also ask, how does the sound quality sound to you guys before we get too far in? We're going micless again, just to reduce. Ew.
Sounds scandalous.
Going micless.
It's like topless.
To reduce stuff.
Just like going topless.
Yes. We're minimizing. We're simplifying.
A little hollow. Yeah, I think that's because we don't have mics. But we are trying to simplify. I did lay a blanket on the floor.
A weighted blanket.
A weighted blanket, to be sure, to help with the floor's anxiety. And hopefully muffle some hollow, if that's how it works.
Yes, the office that she's in is a very echoey. It is a very hollowy.
It's not
feel.
A sound studio.
No. Eventually, we might look at going back into your attic because that had a lot of stuff in it, so it ate the hollow. Like in. Gosh, why can't my brain think? In
the baby's room, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that.
What's the book about the wizard? You're a wizard, Harry.
Harry Potter?
Yeah, and the Hollows. That's what I was trying to put that
to. Oh, got it. Got yes. it. We have a live studio audience with us today.
We do.
Gilda, Stedman, and Lucy. I just named them.
Wow, that was really like on point. So she all of a sudden pulled out faces from a drawer and stuck them on the wall so we could have an audience today.
This is a therapy office, so you will randomly find magazine cutouts of faces
mm-hmm.
for collaging.
One person, who is that one again?
Gilda.
Gilda looks kind of bored, but like interested, but doesn't, like maybe like almost like a moody teenager look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of bling. Gilda has lots of bling.
Bling, yeah. And then I really like Lucy and her glasses. She seems like she's gonna really enjoy the podcast today.
And Lucy looks Asian, so she's repping for American Asian Pacific Islander
mm-hmm.
month, which it is.
May?
I don't think it's called American Asian. Asian American Pacific Islander
yes,
month?
Yes, yes.
Yes, that's the month. That we are in.
And then what's his name?
Stedman.
Stedman looks stoic.
And he may be underwater. I'm not sure.
He does look underwater.
He's very serious.
Merman. Oh, well, I'm glad to be here today. I was checking out our stats and I wanted to give a quick shout out to our top couple countries for listening. US is number one. California is actually the top state. And then our number two is
and Illinois. We are drinking Cali Red.
Yes, and our number two is Illinois, which is the first time Illinois has bumped up into that.
I think that's one of the middle states, right?
Yeah, so that's a new, you know, thing. And then the second country is Jamaica.
Holy shit.
Yes, I know. For this month, Jamaica. So I actually picked a topic.
A Jamaican topic.
A Jamaican topic specifically as a little thank you to whoever is listening to us in Jamaica. Appreciate you.
Woohoo!
Yeah. After that, it was actually the UK and Canada and Australia.
I did Australia last time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was good. Yeah.
Did you see the video of Simone Biles pulling off that amazing gymnastics stunt?
I did not.
It was the first time a female gymnast has performed that in competition.
Oh.
It's called the Gurchenko double pike. I'm guessing named after a Russian gymnast. But that's just a guess. It's fucking badass. You should watch it.
I will.
She's run so fast to, you know, launch off the horse thing that I thought the video was speeded up, but she's actually
really
running.
She's
that
just
fast.
Like sprinting
so fast because you have to get such an incredible amount of speed because it's like a double backflip that you do.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Fucking badass.
Go her.
I know.
Nice job.
My other check-in is I'm eagerly anticipating the Pentagon's unidentified.
Oh, the report?
Aero something, UAP, whatever that stands for. Mm-hmm. UFO, the term is kind of passe. UAP is what it's all about now.
Got it.
So their deadline is June to release that. So I'm really looking forward to that. I cannot wait. I hope it has everything that we've been waiting for all this time.
I hope so for your sake as well.
And then my third check-in is, have you seen that adorable little teenage girl punk band, the Linda Lindas?
No.
That just got signed with Epitaph Records like yesterday?
No, I didn't. Where am I missing all these things?
So cute. They're like ages 10 to 16. Oh, the drummer's 10. They've been together like 2 years. They're half Asian, half Latinx band, and they're just badass, and they do punk songs, and the song that I saw that Epitaph Records had posted was them performing in the library in LA this month for Asian Pacific Islander Month, and the song was an original called Racist Sexist Boy, and it was about their personal experience.
Yeah, I wonder what that's about. What was
pretty
the name?
Badass.
What was the name of the band?
The Linda Lindas. Check them out. They're my new fave band. I'm getting a shirt. Love it. I love that punk's not dead.
Yeah, where are they from again?
LA.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, super, super cool. Those are all my check-ins.
Awesome.
I like your hair.
Thanks, it's blue now.
And you're a little green.
Yeah, a little teal on the front, yeah.
Yeah, you're making me feel like I don't have very much blue now.
It's because my whole head.
Mine is just in there, pieces.
I like it. I won't lie, I'm kind of missing the orange.
The orange was lovely. It was very...
It was just...
Lilu.
Yeah, it just was like an accident almost that we had to settle with that at the time, but I kind of got attached to it. So I don't know. I may go back to it. Yeah, we'll see.
Just do what suits your mood.
Thanks.
Until your hair falls out from over-processing.
Yeah, thank you.
Enjoy it while it lasts. Do you get to go first? I think you do. Yes, you definitely do, because you did cats at the end last time.
Cats. Yeah. I do get to go first. So, all right, mine is, again, a Jamaican topic.
So excited about this.
I'm excited, too.
Lucy's really excited. She just perked up.
She, like, raised an eyebrow, like,
Jamaica? Tell me more.
So, and I'm just going to give the preface that there is, we're going to talk about some specific Jamaican lore. So there's probably, well, there is a ton I don't know. And not everyone believes in the lore, just as like, so don't group people together and make generalizations about people. That's all.
I just love lore.
I know. This is going to be fun. You're going to like this. Okay. I'm going to talk about the Jamaican duppy.
Oh, side note, Stella's word for ketchup is dup-dup.
Dup-dup?
Isn't that adorbs?
Is it because it's supposed to be like dip?
Dipping, yeah.
Oh.
So instead of dip, she says dup-dup.
Dup-dup. I love it. Okay, so it sounds like you've heard the word duppy before.
I have. Duppy Conqueror. It's a fucking song.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh my god, yes.
Okay, so it's actually African in origin, the word. The word duppy has two meanings in Jamaican spirit lore. So the first refers to a soul, which may manifest in either human form or animal form. The second means evolving from the first and references a supernatural race of mischievous little people, a duppy folk that's kind of like fairy folk. So two different ones. We're going to talk more about the ones about a soul today.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. I'm having some synchronicity.
I'm gonna set up a little graveyard picture to set the scene.
I'm having synchronicity because I just finished reading Secondhand Souls.
Oh.
Which is the second in the series by Christopher Moore. And it's just as good, if not better, than the first book.
Really? I haven't read any of them.
Check out Christopher Moore.
Okay, will do. So Jamaican folklore presupposes that a person has two souls. One is good, originating with God, and the other is secular. When someone dies, the good soul soars up to heaven to answer for earthly sins. The other remains coffin-bound for 3 days, after which it emerges and its duppy is born.
Love that.
Right? Okay. If the duppy manifests in human form, it will resemble the body it abandoned. If it's animalistic, it might appear in the guise of a snake, a lizard, a horse, you name it, but not supposedly things like a lamb or a donkey. I don't really know why.
Why a horse and not a lamb or donkey?
I don't know.
It seems like they would be sort of in the same category.
But they're not.
I'm a cultural outsider, so what do I know?
Again, that's why there's a lot that I don't know, and just really scratching the surface here. So these manifestations aren't ghostly apparitions or demonic possessions. They actually have substance, but they can also disappear in the shadows at will. So there's the good duppy, and then there's the evil duppy. A well-intentioned duppy might stick around to sit with children or guard family valuables. A malevolent duppy will cause you no trouble. A whiff of its hot breath can actually kill you and can do irreparable damage to your finances, health, property, or loved ones. That's the bad one. A dead husband's duppy, for example, might return to reclaim his conjugal rights, causing the widow to become barren, or worse, to have dead babies.
So he'd return to have sex with her. Is what you're saying.
Well, to make it where she can't have babies or can't.
Oh, so just kind of like put a curse on her sex abilities.
Something like that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's impossible to know whether you'll wind up with a good or an evil one. It's best to silence a duppy from the start.
Yeah. Can you be proactive and kind of make it so you get the good one?
Yeah. And that's because there's like that 3-day grace period.
Oh, thank God.
Right? Mourners have an opportunity to plant the duppy down, is what it's called, before it manifests. All right, so plant the duppy down. What you have to do is, this process makes it so they can't leave the coffin. These are what they have seen to be successful in the past. Number one, throw a shovelful of parched peas into the grave. If the peas don't grow, the duppy can't escape.
If they don't grow.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Plant a shrub upside down in the grave, roots out.
Ooh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the peas, I don't want to like have it accidentally grow and it didn't work. I would just rather do the plant upside down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Or you can also place a cotton tree limb on the coffin.
I mean, again, it seems like the upside down plant, it's really going to have more of an effect somehow.
Mm-hmm. I like the visual of it,
yeah,
too.
Like the
roots all sticking out. Planting a duppy down.
We both spontaneously just did a root dance.
Yes. Isn't always possible. If this is the case, there's a number of options to outwit it. So if it does get out of the grave, there's some steps you can take.
Oh, tell me.
Stay in the shadows at night, out of the moonlight. And I'll explain. I'm actually going to talk about 4 duppies that are the most common duppies that have been noted in Jamaica.
Okay.
So some of these, like, because once I read into it more, like, some of these apply to some but not others. So keep that in mind. You can climb a tree.
This is all in the grace period. or before?
No. This is after the Debbie has left. So this is saying like your methods didn't work.
Oh shit.
Yeah, and okay. The Debbie's there.
Okay. So you're trying to rid yourself of the Debbie.
Yeah. So you can climb a tree, by cutting 10. What this means is cut the sign of the cross 10 times in the dirt with a knife. A Debbie can't count past 9, nor does it care much for crosses.
So that 10th one really seals the deal.
I guess, yeah.
Probably confuses it.
You can cast peas, rice, or sand.
You can with the peas.
Before a pursuing Debbie, if it's chasing you. This is similar to deterrent number 3, cutting 10. The Debbie has to count the grains. So they start counting is the thing. So if you throw it, they stop and they can't count past 10 and it somehow deters them.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can at least escape. You can shout the words from an unknown tongue. I am not going to say this right. Mm-hmm, it was over there. It was like your key turned in the door.
Well, remember when we had that crazy
when the water
demon
came through
hole
the
opened.
Scene?
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. We're talking again kind of about spirits in this room and something.
And then something just moved over there. Yeah.
Are you going to go check?
No.
I'm about ready.
My peas.
I'm about ready to like say some like chant thing that I don't know what it means.
That might be appropriation. I'm not sure.
Ignore.
I'll just cope.
Igno ring ya no bar ditos durante placitus.
What
supposed
language
to say
is that?
That?
Sounds like Latin.
It says it's an unknown tongue that you say that. Now I'm nervous. I got like little chills on my arms for whatever is in your
closet. No, there's something that is over there. We've established that.
Yeah, I forgot about that because
we haven't been in here.
We've been recording in your room so much.
Yeah. No, there was that
it's
time
that
those. Because I have a like metal beaded curtain thing that they definitely swung into each other that one time. And there's no wind in here.
And the hole in the ceiling.
Yeah, that was, well, the hole is still in the ceiling.
The what?
The hole is still in the ceiling. Nobody ever fixed it.
Oh, it's just, well, when it rains, does it come through?
No, it was from the bathtub upstairs.
Ooh, who took a bath and
our old tenant was problematic.
Oh, got it. Hi there, Mushier. Welcome. We're talking about
Duppies.
The Jamaican folklore, the Duppie, which is kind of like a ghost, but it has more substance, like more actual, like human substance.
I just realized our video image is mirror image of us.
Yeah.
I've been tripping out this whole fucking time. Like, what is wrong with this image? Why
We're
do
opposite.
I look weird? It's because it's opposite.
Good job. Okay. If the Debbie is inside your house, you can expel it by burning cow dung mixed with hoof and horn.
In your house? You're gonna
burn
that?
Yeah, you have to burn it in your house to get it to leave your house.
I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Right? I mean, at that point, I don't know where I'd get hoof from. My dog's like chewy hoof.
Oh.
Horn? He actually has a chewy horn, too. I would be all like cow dung, though.
Well, you just get some out of a cow field.
Burning cow dung. Yeah, but you're in the house with, like, the whole point is to make it quick because you got to get it out before it, like, kills you.
Yeah, I guess you just have to have it on hand just in case.
Some cow dung. Like, maybe you get some dehydrated cow dung.
You just have it in a Ziploc in the freezer and then just pull it out as needed.
I like that. Yeah, safety first.
I'm all about preparation.
Separate, you can brew tea with herbs, specific herbs that it doesn't tell me, so I don't know. I would just make tea, and it probably wouldn't work.
It probably has to be special tea.
Oh,
it can't just be Earl Grey.
This one I really don't like. Wash yourself with the same water used to cleanse a dead person.
Oh, that's the extreme measures.
And if you bathe later, then it doesn't work. So you have to keep the dead person's bath water on your body.
Well, I mean, this assumes a lot. A, you have to have a dead person on hand.
Mike's as good as it's gonna get for today. Sorry. So
people complaining about the sound.
Yeah, they were just saying. So there's different kinds of duppies that come up in Jamaica.
Love us, love our echo, I'd say.
It's your echoey room.
I just put on my glasses and like actually see.
I think you should be one of those people that has to wear glasses all
no,
the time.
No, I for sure should, 100%.
Yes, you're just blind. Okay, so I'm going to go over some of the duppies that have been commented on the most. The first one is...
Ooh, do you have photos?
Not... I have some general ones. Isn't that one interesting with you?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so the first one is called the Roland Calf. The Roland Calf is a malicious duppy. The soul of the person is too wicked for hell, or the soul of a butcher may turn into a rolling calf after it rises from the grave. These duppies are said to resemble calves. They have three legs and fiery eyes. A long chain hangs from their neck and drags on the ground. They prowl at night. They chase people and kill them by breathing hot air and fire on them. According to the myth, there are several ways to escape a rolling calf. They are afraid of the moon and can be evaded by staying in the moonlight. However, they are not afraid of the moon when it's directly overhead. So you have to also stay out from under the moon. Like you have to like, I don't know how I could orchestrate that. If it was
blowing. So moonlight's okay if it's not overhead.
Yes.
So you just have to like have a moon dial. Mm-hmm. So you just know, okay, get out of the damn moonlight.
But if they're, like, hot-breathing on me, I don't know if I could focus on that.
Oof.
I don't know.
I'm not a fan of being hot-breathed.
Mm-mm.
I could wear our COVID masks, and that would protect us.
Maybe. So, like all duppies, rolling calves also have the compulsion to count. So if rice or sticks are dropped in front of them, they'll stop to count, gives you time to escape. Additionally, if one counts up to 10 or makes the sign of the 10 crosses or 10 times, it will be compelled to run in a circle 10 times, giving victims time to run away.
Oh, buys you time.
Yeah. The 3-foot horse is the next one. The 3-foot horse is kind of a duppy that takes the shape of a horse with three legs, obviously. It can run faster than a horse, though.
Oh, I thought it was 3 feet tall.
Did you really?
Don't say obviously.
My bad. Did you really?
Yeah. Oh. I'm like, it's like a miniature horse.
Okay. Yeah. No, I did say 3 foot, not three-legged.
Right.
Right. Okay. It can run faster than a regular horse, and it also kills the victim by blowing hot air on them. It can be evaded by climbing a tree.
It can with the hot air breathing.
It's the thing. This one is said to never attack in the dark, so it can also be avoided by staying out of the moonlight.
Okay.
Then there is the whooping boy. The whooping boy. He takes the shape of a boy with long hair and red eyes.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. This type of duppy comes out at night and kills people by breathing hot air on them. I swear, the next person that comes in hot breaths on my neck, I'm just going to smack him in the face.
I'm going to pull out my bag of peas and just throw them at him.
I do have old peas in the freezer.
You got to just carry them on
so
hand.
That'll work. okay. What was I? Oh, yeah. Okay. So the whooping boy is named for the whooping sound he cries while wandering at night.
Aww.
It is said that he may ride the 3-foot horse, the 3-legged horse, and carries a whip. The whooping boy is most dangerous in the woods and can be found there dancing on twigs.
Hmm.
Then we have Bubbly Susan. Hmm? Bubbly Susan, sometimes referred to as the Long Bubbly Susan, is widely regarded as the most grotesque duppy. She takes the form of a very tall woman with large breasts that are said to reach the ground.
Are those the bubbles?
I guess. She throws her large breasts over her shoulders.
Oh my God.
When she chases her victims.
She needs an over-the-shoulder boulder holder.
Blowing hot air on them and killing
Again,
them.
Again, the hot air.
Yeah. The bubbly Susan can be kept away from houses by writing the Roman numeral 10 on the door in chalk.
So there's a lot of recurring themes here. Number 10.
Number 10.
The hot breath.
Peas.
The peas.
Basically counting is what it is.
Yeah. Well, I can see how that last one's the most terrifying.
Oh, yeah. Like, I instantly picture it. Like, and it's
super. No, I was picturing Bubbly Susan spinning and just, like, wielding a path of destruction with her giant bosoms.
Flipping the boobies over your shoulder.
Yeah, like, knock a fucker out. You're done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dangerous. And then the last one is the sea mammy. The sea mammy is an unusual type of duppy. She resembles the mermaid of English folklore. She's surprisingly benevolent in comparison to the others. The sea mammy may live in waters like lakes and rivers. They seem to care more for water sporting or combing their hair than hunting humans. So they don't kill as many people.
I'd love to see some pictures of all of these.
Well, I only have the one here.
I want to see a picture of the Bubbly Susan.
That's the Roland calf one.
Yeah, it looks like a chimera.
Yeah.
That is a sharp tail.
Isn't it? It's like a stag.
Poke your eye out.
I don't even know why it needs such sharp tails when it just hot breathes on people.
Don't like that hot breath.
Mm-hmm. So, according to the lore, these duppies behave very similarly to living people. So they live around us without us knowing. They can talk, sing, laugh, eat, smoke, whistle, and are said to even perform similar activities to the living, such as attending church or going to the market.
But it's a horse?
Well, these are ones that have been specifically like reoccurring ones, but really anybody that's buried not properly comes back as a duppy.
Oh, and they so often, it could be in a human form.
And they, yes, and they can take the form of the human.
Okay. Self. And then you wouldn't be able to tell because it just looked like anybody else.
Yeah. So
got it.
There are benevolent good duppies that are just doing their thing, going
listen,
to the market.
Gilda,
and then there's.
You didn't have to come, but you're here, so try and enjoy yourself. Positive attitude.
I know. She just really hasn't even put in any effort.
I know. You have to try to enjoy yourself.
Do you want some wine? Okay. So they, and then they often congregate on the branches or roots of silk cotton trees. Hmm. Duppies can take many forms, like we talked about, but they are mostly humanoid type creatures. They're Duppies are often a threatening presence in Jamaican lore, where they are seen as being scary and can hurt people. Sometimes people will plan to turn into a duppy so they can even have revenge on people.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm, after their death.
I wonder if people threaten people before they die, like, I'm coming back as a duppy. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have done that.
That person has 3 days to get out there and plant that root upside down.
I would seriously say that just to offend people.
Bet you would.
I just told my kids I'm going to come back and haunt the shit out of them.
You would do that.
I'm going to tell them, I'm going to know if you're not, like, keeping up with the dishes. You'll be sorry.
You'll be sorry. Obeah men can... Okay, sorry. Obeahs, these are practitioners of an evil kind of magic called Obeah. They can control duppies and often use them to hurt other people. So Obeah men can set duppies on people using sod from the duppy's grave or shavings from the duppy's coffin. Obeah men can catch duppies in bottles, which may be kept until they're ready to set the duppy on someone.
Like putting a curse on somebody.
Mm-hmm. And they can also be paid by lay people to expel or create duppies. Could you imagine that? Like a duppy army?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And a whole army of these little horses just coming at you, breathing their hot air.
Three-legged little horses. It would be terrifying to me to see that thing rolling up on me.
Mm-mm. No thanks.
No thanks.
And Lazy Susan? No, that was
no,
her name.
It's not Lazy Susan. That's different. Bubbly.
Bubbly Susan.
Bubbly like boobies.
With their big boobies.
Boobly edges. So, yeah, I mean, it was really interesting. So, like, I was reading these different articles, and on the bottom of almost all these pages, there were people responding and, like, What do I do in this situation? Like, there were people actually asking
about.
They
were experiencing it.
Yeah, either experiencing it or had questions about what would it look like if this, how do I get a hold of an OBIA? Like, so, like, there were enough people to engage in the online forums who felt it was more than lore, but very interesting.
And we may need one.
Yeah.
To get rid of our closet entity.
That may be.
Maybe we have a closet dumpy.
Maybe that's exactly what it is. Has anyone died in this house?
I don't know. This house was built in 1900. There's a lot of shit that could have gone down.
Yeah.
Prior to, you know, our modern times that we know about it. I mean, I just know, like, in the 80s, Paul said it was a punk rock party house. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it turned into a school called the Rainbow School. And,
really?
And then we bought it. So I don't know, before it was a punk rock party house, what happened?
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, that's all about duppies, or at least some about duppies. And I just want to thank our Jamaican listeners for making it in that number two spot so I could shine a little light on some deeply disturbing Jamaican lore.
Now I want to, like, really look into the lyrics of Duppy Conqueror, because I feel like I'll have more insight and understanding.
There was a lot of cultural references. I didn't know any of them, but there was, like, a big list of when they've been used, and I didn't know any of them.
You look very comfortable right now.
I am. I hit the little couch, and I'm loving it.
You're reclining to your left. It's like Passover on your pillow.
Wait, what? I don't know that.
On Passover, you, like, get a pillow to recline on, because you're supposed to be, like, enjoying freedom. And another Jewish thing, I brought Macy these chocolate Humantaschen. I know it's past Purim.
And the baby wee bananas.
But I had a birthday disaster where my mom sent me a homemade baked good, and when I opened it, it looked like a bunch of moldy shit balls. I'm not even exaggerating.
Wait, are these the moldy shit balls?
No. So I whined and complained. And she said, well, I'll send you a baked good from, like, a company. And I said, well,
good plan, Mom.
Those Humantaschen you sent for Purim from the Butterfly Company were bomb ass.
So those are so good. Yeah.
So that's what these are. Yeah. They just arrived today.
Thank you.
They are not moldy. And yes, they're chocolate, but they don't look like they're not poo.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to talk about gender reveal parties.
I'm so glad you picked this topic.
In March of this year, two people were killed after a plane involved in a gender reveal stunt in Mexico crashed into the water.
There's brownie in this cookie.
Oh,
they're not coconut.
No. Oh, no. You're thinking of the macaroons.
Yeah.
No, this is the Humantaschen.
I don't know what that is, but these are
different
delicious.
Jewish festivities. This is a triangle shaped, a three-sided thing, because Haman, who is evil, always wore a three-sided hat, and so you make a Humantaschen, a Humantaschen, a Haman cookie to eat his fucking hat. It's
oh my delicious. Gosh, I'm eating
an evil person's hat.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Just enjoy it. It's delicious.
It is really good.
Jewish festivities are
evil has never rad. Tasted so good.
I mean, yeah. Okay. So the incident occurred over the lagoon in Cancun. And there's a video, which I watched, which is just somebody's cell phone video that was involved in this gender reveal party. And it shows the plane flying over the beach, and then it starts emitting pink smoke, and then everybody's cheering, Nina, 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 because, you know, pink for girls. And then the camera pans around and captures the small aircraft crashing into the water. So one person died during the crash, and a second person died after being rescued. So what are these gender reveal celebrations? They became popular about a decade ago, and it's a way for new parents to learn announce to family and friends the gender of their child. And so if you're doing a simple version, you could have like a cake that you cut into it and it's like has a pink or blue inside, or you could have balloons that you pop and like pink or blue confetti comes out.
I've seen this on the news a lot.
It's a lot. And with social media, like, this is a very popular thing to do and film and post, like, your gender reveal. And so there's those simple ones, but then there's also, like, really elaborate ones, like hiring an airplane to emit pink or blue smoke. And so there's somebody who is named Jenna Carvunitis, probably not the way you pronounce that last name, but she claims to be the inventor of gender reveal parties. And
I don't even know if you want that anymore, like that notoriety at this point.
You know, recently when these tragedies happened because of them, she's come out to like tell people to like, well, here's her latest quote. For the love of God, stop burning things down to tell people about your kid's penis. No one cares but you or whatever. Mm-hmm. But
it was her fault.
She's equally, I mean, I don't give her a pass on being annoying. Because look at how she posts. Look at her. Look at how she fonts things. It's like lowercase, upper, lower, upper, lower, upper.
That's
so goddamn annoying to look at, and it makes me hate her even though I don't know her. I mean, you could be very nice, Jenna.
You can be very nice, but people will judge you just
but
like
stop
on your gender
doing
reveal.
That.
If you want to judge people for their gender reveal parties, we're going to judge you for, you know, not knowing when to turn your caps off.
Yes. And so she said recently, excuse me for having a cake for my family in 2008. Just because I'm the gender reveal, upper, lower, upper, lower, upper, lowercase, inventor, upper, lower, upper, lower, upper, lower, doesn't mean I think people should burn down their communities.
She's
stop.
Okay. Get off your high horse, first of all. Like, people revealed gender before. Like, what is she taking claim to exactly? Like, the things that are going wrong, right? Like, a big hurrah.
I mean, it just seems attention-seeking.
She didn't, there's no way that she, like, invented.
Now people have announced the gender of their babies forever. Maybe not with, like, a cake or something.
Maybe they did.
She might not even been the first person. Maybe she was just the first person to, like, post
claim
it or something. Yeah.
I did it first. You guys all stopped doing it because I did it first.
Yeah.
How do you say it? It's like, because the caps is like yelling. So
right. So yeah. How do you? What's the
gender
mood?
Gender reveal.
It just feels like it disrupts my soul
because
I don't know what's happening. Like I'm pulled in. I'm back. It's confrontational, but then it's quiet. It's giving me like. The bad attachment, the disruptive attachment, or what's the
disorganized?
One? Yes, it's giving me a disorganized attachment. I don't know if you're safe or you're dangerous. Decide.
I feel like she's dangerous.
Caps on, caps off. Decide, Jenna. Okay. In February of this year, two people died in two separate incidents. During the first incident, and this is just this year, 2021. A 26-year-old bystander died in Michigan after a small cannon device was fired during a baby shower. The cannon blew up, spraying shrapnel that struck the unidentified man who was standing nearby. And then a father-to-be from New York State died after a device he was building for his child's gender reveal party exploded. He had assembled the device in the town of Liberty when it exploded just before noon. And his name was Christopher Peckney. Police said that the blast killed Mr. Peckney and injured his brother. So, I mean, that's just beyond tragic. Here's the dad revealing the gender of their baby that's going to be born, and he's
mm-hmm.
killed by this device.
So stupid.
It's just such a waste.
Yeah.
Quite so,
he probably didn't want to do it in the first place. He's probably pressured.
You think by social media?
Well, I was gonna say his wife, but
oh, like oh, but like wanted needing a social media presence.
Yeah.
Police didn't specify what device caused the explosion, but the bomb disposal unit was called out and investigated. And according to the New York Times, the device consisted of some kind of pipe. So I don't know if it was bomb. Like a combination pipe bomb and some glitter and confetti contraption, and mm-hmm. it went wrong. I mean, you shouldn't be building a bomb unless you know what you're doing.
Anything that explodes something could probably kill you.
Yes, it's just sad. It's sad. I mean, I'm sure the intention was wonderful, but terrible. So the older brother of Mr. Peckney said it was the freakiest of freak accidents that I could ever imagine.
Hi, Skylar. Welcome to the room. We're talking about gender reveal parties. Welcome.
Welcome. In 2019, an airplane crashed in Texas after the pilot dumped about 350 gallons of pink water.
What?
So it was like an airplane that could carry water?
Yeah, like for fires and stuff.
And so it had 350 gallons of pink water, and as soon as it like released that, the plane just crashed.
Where was it supposed to be dropping the water at? Like in a pool or something?
I think it was over a lake or...
Oh,
I mean, it
could have
been over the ocean. It's Texas. I'm not sure.
Gotcha. Exactly. So they were... Okay. So the reveal was that the water would come pouring out and they could see
the
color.
And there's a picture of the plane. Like, they could have died. They didn't die, but look at that plane.
Wow. They just crunched it.
Yeah. Like, they could have died. It looks kind of like a crop dusting kind of plane.
Yeah, it does. It looks scary.
In September of 2020, a firefighter was killed battling the El Dorado fire in California. And we know, like, what a big problem the fires have been in California.
Yeah.
Like, they've been just so destructive for property and life. And this fire was caused by a smoke-generating device used during a gender reveal party. The expectant couple set off fireworks to reveal the sex of their child.
Like...
And this is a picture afterwards of the destruction. And a firefighter was killed battling this fire. Like, there's nothing there.
There's nothing that justifies that. First of all, nobody really cares. Everyone's forced to be there anyways. And they will, I mean, they're, like, excited that you're ready to move on from this part. And they're going to, like, I mean, it's just dumb.
I've never been to a gender reveal party, have you?
No. Because my friends know I don't care about that. There's probably been some that I just haven't been invited to.
I've never been invited to one. I wouldn't go to one just on principle.
I could see like cutting into a cake and having the inside of the cake be a color. I could see opening an envelope and the parents don't know and it has like the confetti inside the card.
But not burning down an entire community.
No, it's like watching like Fail Army or something, like where it's just like the fail videos. Like these are people that are making bad decisions.
Yes, on a grand scale.
Yeah.
So this device for that, the one that ignited the El Dorado fire, it ignited 4 foot tall grass. And this was September 5th, so things are probably super fucking dry. And they immediately tried to put the flames out with water bottles, but it spread. The family did call 911 to report the fire and shared photos with investigators, but it continued to burn actively and at that time had ballooned to more than 20,000 acres as of September 18th.
That's not good.
Terrible. And then in April of 2017, near Green Valley, Arizona, an off-duty Border Patrol agent fired a rifle at a target filled with colored powder and tannerite, a highly explosive substance, expecting to learn the gender of his child. So when placed with colorful powders and shot at, apparently tannerite can fill the air with colorful residue. So it could be used for gender reveal parties. Blue for boys, pink for girls. This resulting explosion sparked a fire that spread to the Coronado National Forest. It consumed more than 45,000 acres, resulted in 8 million in damages, and required nearly 800 firefighters to battle it. The border agent did immediately report the fire and admitted he had started it and pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor violation of U.S. Forest Service's regulations and agreed to pay more than $8.1 million in restitution.
Wow.
Yeah. That's just some big consequences.
That poor child will never live that down. You cost me $8 million.
The article didn't even say, like, what the color was that came out of that explosion.
Well, and it's, I mean, you kind of bring up a point, too, about, like, the colors and...
Oh, I'm going to get into that.
Oh, good. All right, then I'll wait.
But I'm glad that you're curious.
Yeah, go for
it. Shows you're paying attention.
I am paying attention.
Okay. So, I mean, this... We've had a lot of it recently. I think people are trying to up the ante, you know? Like, you start with a cupcake, and then you have to do this and that, and now we're, like, doing grand things. But this has been going on for a couple of years where it's been explosives.
No one cares about your fifth child, Sharon.
So in October of 2019, a 56-year-old woman was killed when she was struck with flying debris from a device that was supposed to shoot plumes of smoke in Knoxville, Iowa. And this was also supposed to operate like a pipe bomb. And it ended up sending projectiles flying more than 150 yards. The woman's family had planned to reveal the baby's gender by using explosive material, the authorities said, and hoped to record footage to post on social media. This is like another example of why social media is a huge problem.
It's that stupid things for less.
The device they constructed included tape wrapped over the top of metal tubing that contained gunpowder, a piece of wood, colored powder, and had a hole drilled in the side to use as a fuse. The woman died instantly after a metal piece from the device struck her in the head. And one article I read said that she was actually the grandmother of the baby.
Oh, sad.
Yeah. So, gender reveal parties, they're not only dangerous physically, but they can be dangerous psychologically as well. You didn't tell me your paper cup was dry, Macy.
Did you just hear that out there?
That could have been somebody that lives here.
No, it was up here, though.
I don't know. You go see.
I don't. I'm not gonna. This is how you can always tell my cup's different, because I apparently slobber wine down the side
of
my cup.
You have a messy mouth.
Yes.
Mine is very clean.
Yours is very clean.
I just suck it right
in. I don't even know how that happens. Like, do you keep, like, a tight lip on it? Like,
yeah,
on
I
the
don't
bottom?
Want to dribble down the front of me.
Well, it's not. It just dribbles down the side of the cup a
little
bit.
I don't want that either.
Then it absorbs into the paper cup.
Macy, Macy, Macy.
Messy, Macy.
Messy, Macy mouth.
How do you do that? Because, like, when you, how do you keep suction on your bottom lip and bring in the
I don't
drink?
Know. It's just skills. It's not something you can teach. You either got it or you don't, apparently.
It's really hard.
You are dripping wine all over the fucking place. On my white couch.
You're the only one that has spilled wine on this couch. So don't even.
That's why I have the blanket.
I still see it. It's right there. I did not do that.
I know. I did that. I should never have white furniture, actually.
Yeah, and you have, like, two...
I'm trying to create a look in here.
It's all, like, slightly off-white, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that all the wine?
That's all the wine blended in. So one's gender identity, and I'm not talking to you about this because I know you understand this, but I'm speaking to Gilda, Stedman, and Lucy.
I feel like Gilda needs to hear this the most. Gilda.
One's gender identity comes from a person's internal sense of gender. This identity may or may not align with the sex they are assigned at birth. in our dominant culture, so this is not across all cultures, but in our dominant culture here in the US, there are two choices for sex assigned at birth, male or female, boy or girl. But gender identity is not a binary, this or that system. Many identify as non-binary or gender fluid or something else entirely. No gender even.
Lucy gets it.
Lucy gets it. Thank you, Lucy. I'm glad you came tonight. We're going to give you free passes to next week's show.
And stickers.
VIP seating. And the swag bag. We should actually develop a swag bag. So what can you do if you're irate about this? Number one, stop blowing things up. You don't know what you're doing, and someone may get killed.
Possibly. Maybe that was the intention. Maybe this is murder.
Oh, my God.
Maybe that mother-in-law.
This is an icicle situation.
What?
You know.
No, I don't. That's why I said
where you
what?
Can murder someone with an icicle and, like, everything disappears.
Wait.
All the evidence.
What?
You could get away with murder.
Oh, because it melts?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, I don't think the shrapnel disappears.
Let's move on. Let's put a pin on that. Second, number two, B, stop needlessly gendering things for fuck's sake.
Stop it.
Why is pink for girls and blue for boys?
Used to be switched.
It didn't used to be that way.
It literally means nothing. Only what we say it does, and that doesn't
mean
much.
It's all been about commercial marketing, product driving.
Toys.
In the 1800s, it was pink for boys and blue for girls, bitches. And little boys wore dresses, motherfuckers.
They were cute, too.
Blue was considered dainty and pink decisive.
Yeah, you have to be decisive to wear pink.
And even before that, all babies wore white dresses and had long hair until age 6 or 7.
Because
look at this photo.
Because they have cute locks.
Look at that photo.
And babies are pure.
Who do you think that is?
Oh, is that the Alice in Wonderland came up in my brain.
No, that's President Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Is that you?
Looking to our modern eyes like an adorable little girl with long blonde hair
that's
and a little white dress.
Interesting bowl mullet.
I have that exact hair growing up, so.
I'm pretty sure I did too.
I mean, look at the socks, everything.
The socks and the shoes too.
Yeah.
They look like,
I'm gonna shrink it so you can see it
all
at the same time.
Typical girl slip-ons.
Which
and there's like a hat with a floof.
Yeah, there wasn't gender differencing until like age 6 or 7. So mm-hmm. To our modern eyes, we would immediately assume, you know,
because of
our biases that was a little girl. But
yeah.
That is Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who,
do you think
as far as I know, identified as male.
That some of that has to do with, you know, like the psychological perspective that, you know, children are little adults. We know that's not true. Children are not little adults. They have their own developmental process, and it is different from adulthood. But there was kind of this period in time where, like, they would dress them in, like, little suits, and the girls in dresses, and they would treat them like they'd have to follow strict rules, and that existed as a thing. I'll bring more.
How does that link to
it links
everybody dressing in little white
dresses? No, but like maybe that was the divergent part of when society started using that to start make money by like, okay, like the little boys have to dress and look a certain way.
Oh,
and the little girls have
to
dress and look like women.
Suits and
yeah.
Little this or that.
Yeah, and then the little girls had to look like women.
And they couldn't just be babies?
Yeah, they couldn't just be a baby anymore.
Damn it. I like that bowl mullet. It's the front is all bowl cut. Back is all party.
I don't want to like. I keep looking from me in the camera right now to that, and
you kind of have that hair.
It literally.
No, but you know
I
what
have
the difference
haircut
is
right now.
No, but FDR's bowl mullet goes like halfway back around the head. Yours is right here.
No, look, it's to the ear. We literally have the same haircut.
All right, you have a bowl mullet. You said it.
Self-acceptance.
All right, I'll post this on somewhere. So there are so many things that are needlessly gendered, and it frankly pisses me off. If you go into Baby Gap, which I have since
I've never been Baby
Stella
Gap.
Was born. Well, I didn't notice it so much when my boys were little, and I think it's because I wasn't shopping in the girls section, honestly. But now that there's a Baby Stella, I want to find her stuff that isn't all just princesses and cupcakes, you know, and there's nothing. Like, all the stuff that's the cool shit, like the dinosaurs and the robots and the space and the trucks and stuff, it's none of that can be found in the girls section. It's all in the boys section. I'm like, well, fine, I'll just get her something in the boys section. But, like, the cuts are different and the colors, like, I don't, like, she actually looks cute in some pink or some red or some lav. And, like, all those colors are, like, you know, green and brown and blue. And, you know, I don't want to just dress her in those colors. So I've had to go, like, on Amazon and find people that, like, make, like, a cute girl's dinosaur dress. Mm-hmm. So she has, like, some cool dinosaur shit and some car shit.
Girls like dinosaurs and robots?
Yeah, why is dinosaurs for boys?
Yeah.
It's so fucking stupid.
And boys should be able to like princesses in stories, too.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, not a lot of parents are going to, you know, shop in the girls section and put them in a dress for that.
Yeah, and what we know from play therapy is that children often play out things with toys, so not allowing boys to have...
Oh my God, you're limiting their resolution.
Their brain's ability to process...
They're stuck.
...experiences.
God damn it. Yes.
Everybody should be able to cut off Barbie's hair.
Yes. So you can find some cool girl stuff out there, but you do have to search, and you're not going to find it in the main brands. You're not going to find it in Carter's. You're not going to find it at Baby Gap. Like, those are definitely pink and blue segregated. The cool shit's in the blue section, and the
pretty stuff,
not as cool stuff, dainty is in the girls section. Yeah. I mean, there's not even anything cool in the girls section. Like, there's nothing. Like, there's no... like cool theme
electronics
stuff.
Or
like, yeah, there's nothing. There's like cupcakes. Okay.
Or Bratz dolls.
Yeah. All right. Someone once gave me a pink tool set and I almost lost my goddamn mind.
Did you slap it out of their hand?
I didn't use it for a long time until I actually ended up having to need something out of there, and I was angry the entire time. Well, I was angry because I got this gift for two reasons. One, why give me a pink tool set? That's stupid.
Like, what does that mean?
Like, I could instantly see the quality was way less than, like, a craftsman set. Like, everything was, like, small and helpless. But then I was also kind of pissed that, like, they expected me to fix my own shit, because I don't enjoy that. So I was irritated on two levels.
Well, it probably didn't have that nice, good, grippy rubber on it. It was...
No. But, yeah, so I mean, it comes with a tape measure.
It was made...
But it's not even 25 feet. It's helpful. Like some useless length that you could just eyeball. You don't even need a tape measure for. And the hammer, like, the hammerhead's, like, this big. Like, ooh, I'm going to tap in this little, teeny little picture nail.
Was it for a child?
No, it's a full set. Not very angering.
Sounds like a fairy set.
And yet I still have elements. I got rid of some stuff, but I did keep the tape measure.
That doesn't measure.
It's actually handy when I'm out, like, vintage shopping, because I could, like, throw it in my purse and, like, measure something, see if it's going to fit in my house. And I kept it a hammer because I'm actually really terrible at hammering.
I believe that.
And I will hammer the fuck out of my finger, so having a small hammer doesn't work for me.
So we're
I'm playing into the stereotype. I'm so fucking helpless.
You are the
I mean, I can do it. It'll just be very bad. And I'll feel like a winner after I do it too, even though it's done badly. I'm like, yes, I'm fucking independent. I don't need anybody. I did this thing. I hung that curtain rod, and then it'll be like slightly crooked, sort of not really attached, and I have to use really lightweight curtains.
The good enough method. But, you know, we could say that that's because you were raised to believe that that's a strength or a skill you needed to sharpen.
But I was raised that you needed to know how to maintain your own car, and so I'm really badass at that. So interestingly, like, my mom totally raised me to, like, you know, you, like, keep your car in a schedule, you maintain it. Like, I knew how to change a tire and the oil, but, like, I don't do any of that shit now, so it's, like, it's gone away, just like my ability to speak French and ASL. It's gone down the toilet with lack of use. It's atrophied.
I think you've gone on a tangent.
Okay, that's all.
Are you done? Okay, yeah. That's fine.
That's it.
That's it.
Don't blow shit up.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Oh, that should be my until next time.
Go ahead.
Until next time. Don't blow shit up. You don't know what you're doing, and you're going to kill someone, and nobody cares.
And if they die, then make sure to plant a plant upside down so the roots are sticking out so they don't come out and haunt you and kill you while throwing their boobies over their shoulder.
Yes, do that. Dup, dup.
Bye.
Bye.